Jesus was 40 days old. And you need to know some Jewish stuff to know what was going on in today's scripture. There are two important Jewish rules. One is blood is bad. So if somebody is around blood, and especially if they touch blood, they are considered unclean. It's okay if blood's inside you, but it can't be outside you or when touched. So when a mama has a baby, there's blood. And there's a lot of blood when you have a baby. I was showing somebody a picture of a baby cow earlier today. There's blood when anybody has a baby. But for mamas who have babies, they can still have a bit of blood for a while after the baby's born. And after 40 days, though, mama finally doesn't have any more blood. Well, it's inside her, but she's not bleeding anymore from having a baby. And so then she's clean. She can go to the temple and say, "Thank you, God, I have the baby, and I now can be around other people again. I am pure again. And I am welcome in the company of the church and the faithful." Or in the Jewish tradition, in the temple with the faithful. So Mary had to go to the temple to present herself in her purification as being 40 days after the birth of the baby. That's one story from the Jewish tradition you need to know. The other story you need to know, well, here. What do we have here? Water, of course. Of course. And what happened to the water? Evil Pharaoh sent his army after the Jewish people, and the water parted, and the people got to walk through to freedom. But not before evil Pharaoh, who had the people in slavery, said, "You people can't leave my country. I need you to stay slaves. And if you think you're going to go, I'm going to show you who's boss. I am going to kill all your firstborn baby boys." And God said, "No, Pharaoh, you're not going to do that to my faithful Jewish baby boys. I'm going to do that to your firstborn." God sent son forever. But you don't actually have to give me your firstborn son. You can give me another lamb. Another lamb. Whenever you have a firstborn son, if you are a Jewish person, you sacrifice a lamb and give it to the church, to the temple, to God. But if you're poor, lambs are expensive. If you're very poor, you might not have enough money to give a lamb. So you give something cheap, like a bird. I'm sorry, I have a lot of stuffed animals, but I don't have any doves. But I got birds. And the point of, I know I have to do a puppet. Plain old birds. A dove is a plain old bird, right? So that's the point. CEOs are kind of plain old birds. I don't know what this is. But plain old birds. I resisted flamingos.
And they're not plain.
So if you're poor and you can't afford a lamb, you can give two plain old birds. Which brings us to today's story. Baby Jesus was supposed to be given to God. But Mary and Joseph could go to the temple and present Jesus and say, God, can we take Jesus back? And if we do, then you get our plain old birds. And that is what Jewish people did, and still do. They still officially present their firstborn son to God. So today is the celebration of the presentation of Jesus to God. Imagine having in your mind that your firstborn child, that the child that you're so close to, that's not your child. That's God's child. It's not your child. You give your child back to God. But just like everything we have, God gives you your child back to you. Just like everything we have, it all belongs to God. And when we offer anything to God, we're just giving God back what already belongs to God. So, it seems like Mary and Joseph are doing an ordinary thing. They're taking Jesus into the temple. Then, this guy, Simeon, feels the Holy Spirit tell him, remember the Holy Spirit, you feel it in here, right? Feels the Holy Spirit tell him, this is it! Go into the temple! I promised you, before you die, you will see the promised Savior of all the people. You'll see. And Simeon, it's like it's his bucket list, right? I'm trying to find out, I don't know what the French word for bucket list is, but the English expression bucket list is, you know, these are the things I gotta do before I kick the bucket, before I die. So the last thing on his bucket list is see the Savior. And he goes into the temple, and he walks up to Mary and Joseph, and he takes their baby from them. Hello, moms. This man walked up and took their baby away and held it and said, this is the Savior. This baby is the Savior of the world. Imagine. There's another thing you need to remember about the temple. Okay, the temple is not the size of All Saints Church. And it's not Mike Breton at the door. go to this couple and this baby and take the child and say, this is the Savior of the world. And from this child, wonderful things will happen, but also, Mary, your heart will be pierced. Predicting, of course, that Mary's son will be killed. Then, there's one more thing in the bag. She's real cool. I don't think you've seen her before. Then,
their old age. And
remember that Mary and Joseph offered their child, God, the most precious, wonderful.